You're listening to the IFL TV podcast in association with Lonsdale MTK Global, sponsored by William Hill. This is Kevin Cassius for IFL TV in association with MTK Global. It's the morning after Joshua Pulev fight night last night. Obviously, also in action, Huey Fury defeating Marius Wack. Peter, first of all, how is Huey?
Yeah, Huey's good. He got stitched up last night. And he's, he's gone back home with Joe. Because Joe was down here last night. Obviously, couldn't get in the bubble. So, Huey's just gone back with Joe because I've got things to do down here.
So, it was a very good win for your son, Peter. How did you assess his performance last night?
It's the same with any fighter. They can make adjustments. There's always things to improve on. But for me, Huey, his plan was all right. He just went at it a little bit too hard, you know, rather than just taking his time a bit. To force Wack, that was fine, because that's what we was going to do. That's what he was intending to do. But he was just not giving himself a little bit more space. He was too eager in the early rounds. But then the cut happened. So obviously that cut needed protecting. So we just said, box and don't get involved because of the cut. and use your jab and slip them shots and protect the eye. So that was the idea. And, it was never an issue with... people need to understand as well. It was never an issue in outboxing Wack. It was like how he was going to do it, you know. If he'd have just stood off him and jabbed him all, like missed everything and done that, it would have been, a boring performance. But like I said, he mixed it up. What I was impressed with was where he was able to come back to the corner and take instructions and listen. And, box when he was told to box. And he protected the eye the best he could, because when Wack seen the eye, obviously he was going for it, like they all do. But, Wack's a tough man, but the plan never happened exactly how he wanted it, because if the cut hadn't have happened, he'd have kept the pressure on, only he would have been told to settle down and do it more controlled aggression. And he could have got to Wack, which I think he probably would have done. But, the cut is what it is. But he's okay, and it was a good performance from Huey. Yes, he's got things to work on, like everybody else.
It's worth obviously pointing out, Peter, Kerry Kay's doing an absolutely tremendous job in that corner with Huey's cut.
Well, thanks to Frank Smith getting him in, because I know there was some issue with the COVID testing, so we appreciate that, what he's done getting Kerry in. And Kerry knows how much we need him in the corner. What a man he is as well. I've known him for a long, long time, Kerry. Can't sing him high enough praises. He saved Huey from getting stopped twice with cuts. Once with Pulev in Bulgaria, and obviously this one here, where the referee kept calling the doctor over. But, full props to Kerry Kay's. Brilliant cutsman, and he does his job properly as well.
Moving forward, we saw a different side to Huey yesterday. Is that going to be the approach moving forward in all these fights now from Huey?
Well, when you look at it with Huey, he has got a fantastic chin, and people say, he is a good boxer. You'll see a difference. Huey's arrived on the world stage. I think that performance showed where he belongs. And not only that, he's had a 22-stitch gash in his eye, and look how he could box. So this is a young man now that's used to being cut, deals with it, calm in the corner and can take instructions. So he ticks a lot of boxes. It's a matter of time for Huey. I think within the next 18 months, we'll get him out busy next year. Probably get him two or three more fights, possibly three. There's no rush. He's only just turned 26. And he's getting there. He's climbing that mountain. But there's one thing for sure. When Huey gets to the top, he'll stay there. Because he's had excellent learning fights, hasn't he? And Wack's no mug, let's face it. You've only got to speak to Dillian White and ask him about Wack. Everybody who's fought Wack, he is what he is. He's coming in fantastic shape, still thinks he's going to win world titles, and comes and gives everything. But full credit to him as well.
We saw a sensational knockout from Anthony Joshua in the ninth round last night. Overall, how did you assess his performance against Kubrat Pulev last night, Peter?
Well, firstly, you've got to give respect to Pulev, haven't you? you know, because look, to come through what he come through, I thought it was all over. I thought he's gone. But, you know, he come back. You know, the resilience of him. He's a proper fighting man, Pulev. You know, and him and his team, I give maximum credit. They treated us with high respect in Bulgaria as well. Pulev come up, Kabrati come up to me and he went, he said, Peter, he said, maximum respect to you, he said, and Yui for coming. He says, and I want you to be welcome in Bulgaria, he said, my country. He said, and I'm going to give you both, he said, maximum respect. He said, I really appreciate you coming here. And that's the type of people they are. Because we went over there in their country, you know, it was a big thing for them. And, you know, they made us very welcome over there. And the proper boxing people as well, they love fighting out there. Even your doctor's a black belt karate or something. Do you know what I mean? They're very, love the fighting. But no, he done very well. Joshua, very calm, calculated. He's putting the shots together well. A little bit hesitant for me. Almost like sometimes, you know, lacked a little bit of confidence, I thought. You know, because he was waiting a long time, you know. But when he did ignite, you know, and the fire lit, you know, he really put them shots together well. You know, let's put it this way. You can only beat the man who's in front of you. And Pulev was always going to be a problem. He's a good fighter, Pulev. He's not an idiot. You know, this is what you get on the world level. You're not going to have easy nights. And this is what makes boxing so interesting, because every fighter can look at another fighter and think, yeah, I've got your number. You know, I can do this and I can do that, because they believe they can. And, you know, you see their weaknesses there, but when you're in front of somebody, plus they're working on a different style of opponent, fights can turn out totally different. You know, Joshua's worked on a style for Pulev. They've worked on a strategy and he stuck to that strategy. So, it was a main thing is it was exciting insofar as he had him down early, and the way he polished him off was perfect. That right hand over the top, you know, put his lights out, and it would have done the same with anybody, really. If he hits you, you're in trouble.
So obviously all attention will now turn to the fight that we all want to see as boxing fans is Tyson and Anthony Joshua. On the basis of that performance, who do you favour in that? Has it altered your mind about where that fight plays out?
It's a pick'em type of fight. It's a good fight, and it needs to happen, and hopefully it will happen. Don't know what the politics is with Wilder, but providing everything's okay there, then it looks like it's going to happen. You know, I don't know what happens in their camp, so I have no idea. You know, we're not involved at all. But according to what Eddie N was saying on the interviews, he's going to make that fight straight away. So they must be able to make it.
I should imagine there's a lot of work to get there, but at the moment, yeah, it's looking slightly more encouraging. As always, we spoke about it, that risk of a fight happening, and you're talking about the next fight before this one happened. But now this is over, we can perhaps be a little bit more hopeful that we get to see that fight in 2021.
Yeah, I think so. It's exciting times. There's some good fighters out there as well, you know. Don't underestimate Usyk, you know, good fighter. You know, there's a lot of good fighters out there, and they're up and coming, aren't they? So everybody's knocking on the door. But no, it was a good show last night. I enjoyed it. It was all action, wasn't it? So it was a good all-round night.
Absolutely. Well, Peter, I'll let you get on with your rainy Sunday here in London. And, I'll definitely speak to you before then, but probably won't see you before Christmas. So I hope you and your family have a wonderful Christmas.
Same to you, Coogan. It's always a pleasure seeing you anyway. We go back quite a few years, don't we? In this boxing, it's like one big family, isn't it? It is. But, I wish everybody a lovely, happy Christmas. That's the main thing. And everybody's healthy today. Nobody this morning is in the hospital. Everybody's healthy, goes home, can come again.
Absolutely, absolutely. Peter Fury, thank you very much for talking to IFL TV once again. And we'll definitely catch up with you again soon. Thanks for listening to the IFL TV podcast, sponsored by William Hill, in association with Lonsdale MTK Global.